Hey guys, welcome into Talking Smash. This is episode 7. We got a couple announcements real quick. So this week we're going to have a double episode. We're moving our recording days around a little bit. So we will be recording on Wednesday nights and hopefully getting the show out late Wednesday night, early Thursday for you guys. But also we're going to start breaking for YouTube. If you watch there, we're going to start breaking the episode into segments to have a more consistent flow of episodes for Wrestle Forever on YouTube. But all the audio spots you find us, which this time for real is about to be a lot more spots. I got us on a new app to host or whatever, and we're going to be on TuneIn and iTunes, Stitcher, all that good stuff. Wherever you listen to stuff, you'll probably be able to find us. So, and if there's a place you want us to be, let us know, and I'll get us there.
Yeah,
I'll take that little RSS and I'll get us there.
That's exciting.
Yep. So, lots of cool new things coming up. This episode's going to be a little shorter. We don't have as many topics because of the double episode. Plus, we'll have Raw and SmackDown to go over freshly on Wednesday.
So plus, not a lot happened on these go-home shows.
Yeah. The Greatest Royal Rumble more happened. It was pretty fun, but...
Yes. And, we'll definitely talk about the Greatest Royal Rumble and my victory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had to represent for us.
Yeah.
And I represented hard.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. That's why I told them. I told them Smart to Death guys. I like, look, we work well as a tag team. We work well as singles. We are strong. We are cunning. We are pretty much the Braun and Nicholas of WrestleCasting.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yep.
And, I mean, we're getting a big push right now, so yeah. We're going to be winning.
Yeah, we're getting a big push. We just hit 170 subs on YouTube today.
<That's>, you know?
Doesn't seem like a big number, but whenever you're working... For the short amount of time we have and pushing as hard as we've been, it's a really gratifying number. So
yeah, that's
true. If you're listening on YouTube, drop us a little subscribe there, and if you're listening to us on an audio spot, give us all the stars they have available, and maybe a nice little comment. Say something nice about us. Decide you guys decide who's the Braun and who's the Nicholas.
Oh wow, I wonder how that will go. I wonder who will win that.
Oh man, I'm definitely the Braun, right?
I mean, I'm in school, so you're right.
They don't call him Nicholas, they call him Big Dickless, okay?
Oh. Oh Lord. I hope they don't call him that in school.
Not I was referring to you, not the child.
Oh. They do call me that in school.
Oh geez. Alright, let's hit on to our first topic here. We've got Dolph and Drew, their little tag team they got going on.
Little tag team.
Yeah, I have been a little, I guess, salty about it. I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't think Drew needs it.
I don't think Drew needs it.
No,
I don't hate it, but they haven't really done much with it yet. I don't know where it's going yet. I assume they'll be quite the force.
Yeah.
Once they actually start having.
I will admit that I like their finisher. It's cool, but it's not enough to sell it over for me.
Drew's promo was solid.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of people, like, they heard that promo and they're like, oh yeah, now I'm fully behind this. Well, Drew didn't need Dolph to cut that promo. He didn't need Dolph for that promo to be good.
Yeah, well, it definitely wasn't a promo about him and Dolph. It was just a promo about people backstage are half-assing it.
Yeah, they're getting their checks and leaving.
Yeah, they're just complacent, which has nothing to do with him and Dolph as a tag.
And that makes more sense to me. I said they should just have him tearing through the mid-card, and it makes more sense to me that with a promo like that to have him go that route instead of being in a tag team.
I'm really curious about what they do with the
Raw. Especially since Dolph just got a big paycheck.
Yeah, he did. But I don't know what they're going to do with the Raw tags, because I don't really see Matt and Bray sticking together super long either. But if they don't, and Dolph and...
I see the broken thing going for a while.
You think it'll go for a while?
Yeah, I think they'll add more people in.
Well, the only reason I could see it going for a while is because they don't really have a lot of tags. Mm-hmm. So...
They just don't have a lot of developed tags.
That's true. I mean, yeah, the Breezango Ascension thing, they got that. Mm-hmm. They got the Revival. There's three teams they do nothing with.
Yep.
And then...
Chad Gable there now, whenever...
If Jason Jordan comes...
Kurt said he wants him to be singles, but I can't imagine that once they're together on the same show that they're not going to tag or feud.
Well,
they're going to be together. They're joined. Like, there's...
Like Sammy and KO sort of joined.
Yeah, Sammy and KO are another good tag team on Raw that they can do some stuff with.
They could. I mean, both
AOP as well.
Yeah,
AOP. They got teams. They just need to build some of the teams.
Yeah, it's just, but if we don't see Drew and Dolph lasting for too long together, and yeah. And if they don't put Matt and Bray for that long together, then I don't know who you're left with. You're left with a pretty weak tag division. So maybe the Drew and Dolph thing goes for a little bit before they break them up and then let them have a match at probably some mid-card pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People keep drawing this parallel, and freaking hate it, dude. It's so dumb to me. They keep saying, well, it's like Shawn Michaels and Diesel. Dolph is not Shawn Michaels.
Well, that is very true. He is not Shawn Michaels.
It's not even close. Yeah, he ganked a lot of his moves, but that doesn't make him Shawn Michaels.
I feel like that's probably doesn't help Dolph because I mean, who wouldn't want to be compared to Shawn Michaels? But I don't think he's being compared to Shawn Michaels because he's great.
You know what the difference between Dolph and Shawn Michaels is? Is that Shawn Michaels was wildly entertaining and he won matches.
And Dolph does not.
I don't recall a time that Shawn Michaels went on massive losing streaks like Dolph does.
No.
Shawn Michaels was not jobbing out to people ever. He lost matches, but he was not jobbing.
No,
he's not a gatekeeper.
Well, he definitely was. He was also blessed with an all Hall of Fame sort of team of people as well.
That's true.
Yeah, he's losing to like Undertaker.
Yeah,
and
Shawn started hitting his stride before the Attitude Era kicked in.
Yeah, he did. I mean, yeah, the Shawn Diesel thing was before DX.
Yeah,
so that happened, and then DX happened. But I really don't see that much of a comparison because that also just furthers my point, because Diesel was just the muscle for Shawn Michaels. And that was exactly what I said I didn't want Drew to be, is the muscle for Dolph, because I don't think it did anything for him.
No, it didn't.
But if they're a tag, whatever. And I mean, maybe it's, I don't know. Like I said, I'm still reserving some judgment on how they write them for this thing. Maybe they write it really well. Maybe they put him as a tag, and then they have a feud, and Drew goes from there, and it all works
out fine. I'll be okay with it if they end it really soon.
Like if they ended at SummerSlam soon?
Oh, maybe sooner.
Oh, how many pay-per-views are there before SummerSlam? Two?
Two, yeah. Backlash and Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
I think Money in the Bank is before SummerSlam.
So you're like, let Drew win Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't... Dude.
I mean, you could ride a turn with him and Dolph and Money in the Bank, and then he takes it away from Dolph or something.
Yeah.
You could. I don't think they will.
If we got any people out there that are huge Dolph and Drew, like they really like this tag team, let us know why you like it. Like try to convince me why I should.
Yeah, can y'all sell Roger on this?
Yes, because I can't buy. Dolph is not Shawn Michaels. He is not. And Shawn Michaels is a Hall of Famer.
He's definitely not Mr. WrestleMania. That's for damn
Shawn
sure.
Michaels is in the argument for greatest wrestler of all time. Dolph Ziggler ain't ever going to be in that argument.
He ain't going to be in that conversation.
No.
I don't ever see that happening.
So you guys let us know. But that's kind of...
Roger needs to be sold on this.
Yeah, that's...
If he was in the writing room, he'd be like, "What? Who's writing this?"
Yeah.
I object.
I'm going straight to Vince. So like, Vince, this is doo-doo. What are you doing?
This is doo-doo writing. We got to get Road Dogg off this.
I really want Drew to do well, though. I don't want anything bad for Dolph. I just... They could have put Corbin with him instead of Drew.
There's actually a surprising amount of people that really want a 3MB friggin' reunion, and that is the worst idea.
Yeah.
That is literally the worst idea.
I would like it over this.
Oh, I would not. I'll go with you on that.
I love me a good reunion, dude.
I mean, no way.
Yeah.
I could, oh, no. That would be such terrible writing.
All right, let's move on to the next one. So we have a stacked roster on SmackDown.
Like a main stacked. Event sort of like
the main event scene is super duper stacked.
Yes.
So I can only imagine, and Ryan can only imagine, that there are going to be some of these people we love that are not getting a main card push.
Right. Oh yeah. Somebody is not getting the push we think they deserve or we think they need.
Right.
So who do you think that'll be?
I will go first. I know who. I'll let you save yours. And just for diversity, I will say Sanity.
You think Sanity?
You got like Eric Young and stuff. They will be firmly in the tag division. Eric Young is a leader. Leaders of factions typically are main card guys or get pushed in that area. I don't think he's going to get anywhere near it for at least a really long time.
You think he's just, they're just going
to
be,
they're going to be there. They're going to be the answer to Bludgeon Brothers. No, they'll help hold down Tag. It sucks too because Nikki Cross isn't with them.
Yeah, I don't know what they. I'm interested to see what NXT does with Nikki Cross going
I'm
forward.
I'm assuming she'll be Nikki Cross. She'll go against Shayna Baszler, and then once that is up, they'll bring her back. That's what I'm hoping. At least they'll bring her to SmackDown with the rest of Sanity. Have a super duper surprise at a pay per view or something like that. People will go wild. But still, they'll be firmly in. I think Nikki might move into like the women's area pretty high on pretty quick. But
well, she'll definitely be way different than any woman on the roster.
I think she has the highest ceiling of all of Sanity. So,
especially the women. There's no woman like her on the main roster.
Right.
She would be the most different woman they have on the main roster.
Yeah. Main event, I don't see him hitting anytime soon. Who you got, dude?
I think Andrade is not getting the push that everyone wants him to get.
Yeah.
And I love him.
I love him too.
And I think he's great. But I have a feeling he's coming in super mid-card.
Yeah, like he'll be firm mid-card. Firm.
Like we all kind of think that it's going to be Jeff Hardy versus Orton. And then I think maybe he goes for that U.S. title, something around that.
He'll probably...
Which is not being buried or anything.
Man, he'll probably be around in that mid-card scene for a while. I don't even think they'll put him in for a belt anytime quickly. Because the thing with Andrade is... He's very good. We all watch NXT, so we have super high expectations for him and a super amount of respect and appreciation and love for him. Whereas, you know, your casual WWE fans or your non-NXT watchers, they don't know who he is. So you're going to have this guy come up that barely speaks English, who is a very good wrestler, but they have no context of him at all, really. Sure, they did some packages and stuff of him, but that's not enough. He needs to get himself acquainted with the crowd. I'm very glad they brought Zelina Vega with him because I think she's key to getting him over. And he will be wildly over.
Yeah, and that is not being buried facing Jeff Hardy or somebody.
No, it's not going to bury him, but he's not going to go main card.
Yeah, I just...
Not anytime soon.
Well, I just don't
he
see...
will, I think, but...
He won't get the heavy... He won't be going for the big belt.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see them... passing up Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe, Nakamura,
he'll be there
AJ. It's just...
Over a year before he's even in the conversation for it.
Yeah, I think he's going to be... I just worry that because it's only a two-hour show as well, I hope they get some good feuds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I assume it's going to be Orton and Jeff probably going forward towards Backlash or something. I don't know who wins that. I think Jeff. That's who I'm going with right now. I'm going with Jeff retaining that again at Backlash if he's going to face Orton. Maybe he doesn't face Orton. I don't know. But that seems to be where they're headed.
Yeah.
But I could see Andrade facing Jeff Hardy, which would be... That's awesome for him.
Yeah.
That's a huge rub. He's one of the best they have.
Shelton Benjamin is going to be a good spot for him, too.
Oh, that'd be good.
Rusev is going to be a great spot for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the feud they could have together. That would be freaking awesome.
The two foreigners on there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just trying.
Oh, I would enjoy
especially,
that.
Especially, I think CN has to come up as a heel as well, too. He needs to be a heel, not a face.
Oh, see, now here's another issue. Because
Zelina cheats too much, dude. Like,
I know, but how many heels they got on SmackDown? They got
always use more heels.
Yeah, people do love the heels. But, is Orton a heel?
No.
Okay. Is Rusev a heel? He's written as one.
No. No.
He's loved by the crowd.
Right, but WWE knows full and well that they can just throw Rusev wherever they need him to.
You think he's just a tweener?
Yeah. Tweener is a good word for him. I would say face, but tweener is fitting. Yeah.
It's fitting. But their big heels are... Nakamura is the big one right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Miz.
And
Big Cass.
Samoa Joe.
Yep. There'd be a fine mix for him to come in as a heel, like the mid-card heel.
And their biggest face is Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he definitely needs to come in.
Once people see Zelina do that basement hurricanrana to like people on the steps and stuff,
yeah,
they're going to lose their crap.
I really want to see Andrade face Daniel Bryan.
Oh yeah. And he would definitely have to be a heel for that. So that I think Daniel Bryan also, I think he's going to be in the upper mid card for a little while
before they push him full on.
Right.
I think, yeah.
They're doing a quality test or what is a strength test. See if he holds up. Well, and that's smart.
So apparently, though, they have changed it to where he will be doing some house shows.
Oh, nice.
So we may get to see him June 2nd here.
Well, I heard AJ wasn't going to be there.
But if you get Daniel Bryan, that's good, dude.
I want to see AJ.
I want to see AJ, Daniel Bryan. I want to see the whole roster.
If AJ's not there, I don't want none, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want none. Ain't nobody breaking this red net.
I know.
But yeah, who do you guys think, you know, that y'all will see not getting the big push or whatever? Do you think it's Andrade? Do you think... I think Jeff might go a little higher than mid-card eventually. I think he probably still has another title run in him. But which way do you guys see the people from the draft going? Let us know.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
There's definitely somebody who's not getting the push that everybody wants them to get.
Yep. Yep. Okay, the next one we got for you guys is, who takes the belt off of Brock? We went through the greatest Royal Rumble. Roman lost.
Kinda.
Yes. So I have a theory. Put your tinfoil hat on for this one.
Yeah. It's on.
That match was scheduled to go either way. Vince was back there waiting to see how the crowd did. That's why that spot was decided, because at that point, he could pipe into the ref's ear whoever he wanted the winner to be. If the crowd was not behind Roman like he hoped, which they weren't, they were more for Brock, then he would go with Brock. But if that crowd was hot and it was a good moment, they would have put the belt on Roman. I think that was the plan. I have no way to confirm that. It's just, you know, watching the stuff for so long, I feel like Vince had that spot out there planned for to make a call, because it's a very, could have went either way, and it went towards Brock, which I think it should have went towards Roman, because his feet hit the damn ground first, and that's the rules of the damn match. Don't you go changing that crap on me. It isn't whoever's body hits first, it's whoever's feet hits first.
Who, what do you think they touch on that on Raw?
Yeah.
I bet they open up with a Roman promo.
Yeah.
Burn it. Burn it. I was robbed.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
Who do you think is going to take that belt off of Brock? Do you think it's Roman?
No.
God, I hope they don't drag this out to freaking SummerSlam, dude.
They will. I think it's gotta be Braun.
It's gotta be Braun.
If you want a reaction,
I have two guesses, and Braun is very top of the list for me.
Who's the other guess?
Bobby Lashley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. They have MMA, both of them have MMA backgrounds. They could put on a really hard-hitting match. It'd be something a little different. Bobby Lashley is a hell of a lot faster than Brock.
Yes.
Plus, he's a powerhouse. So you could see, you know, I could see him winning that belt. But Braun, more than anything, he is so red hot, dude. People love Braun.
If Vince wants a reaction from a crowd, you let Braun take it off of him.
Yep, I think Braun is the right way to go.
But the problem
Drop
is,
Roman.
Who beats Braun?
Roman beats Braun.
Oh, for a heel turn?
Yes.
That would be a huge heel turn.
If you're going to have Roman eventually work himself, he needs to go heel before he can get himself over. He needs to. He absolutely does. Whether or not they do that, I don't know. But he needs to go heel before he goes face again and gets himself over. And if you want him to get massive boos, you got Braun, this massive baby face, turn Roman heel to be the counterpart to Braun, and let them have a feud, and let Roman take that belt off of Braun.
Oh, people will hate that.
Roman has already beat Braun. Braun has already beat Roman. They had an excellent feud last year. That feud was awesome.
Yeah.
That was like one of the highlights of Roman's career since I've been watching, was him and Braun feuding. And one of the last good things he did, I think the last good thing Roman did was with Cena, but it was really for those promos. Cena eviscerated him, but he tried.
It's hard to hang with Cena.
Yeah, it is.
Miz is one of the few that hangs in there.
Sure.
With.
And even Miz gets beaten a little bit. But,
well,
Braun.
Man, people.
Braun and Roman was an awesome feud.
Just you talking about it makes me hate that outcome.
Yes.
But I mean, that's what he needs.
You're supposed to hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Roman needs.
If you had him go over as a face over Braun. Oh, that would be awful. But let him go heel and let him go over Braun.
What happens to Braun then?
Braun continues feuding back and forth with him.
Yeah.
He finds himself somewhere else. Braun's going to be one of those guys that, if they play him right, he'll pick up the title plenty of times.
Yeah.
He can pick it up after whoever gets off of Roman. Have Seth or somebody like that.
Well, you would have Braun hold it for a little bit, though.
Yeah, I would.
You'd have him and take it off of him in, like, Royal Rumble or something.
Maybe not that long. Survivor Series. Depending on when they do the swap.
Yeah. Well, okay, then let me ask you this. So Backlash, we get Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns. Who's winning that?
It's really hard to call. I want in my heart's heart to say Samoa Joe is winning that match. There's no stakes involved.
There are no stakes involved, but here's the thing. It's like, if you're going by the way they were writing them, mm-hmm. there's no way Samoa Joe wins that match.
I will make my decision after Raw or whenever, however long it takes for them to decide if Roman is going for another match with Brock. If he is going for another match with Brock, then I'm going to say that Roman is going over. But if he is not, I would say Joe is going over.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, based on their storylines and how they're going, there's no way Samoa Joe wins that match.
Yeah, currently no.
He takes one F5 and goes out.
Yep.
Roman takes like
Braun
a million.
Took one F5 and went out.
Yeah, like how do you have Roman
takes
lose?
Five at Mania, three or four at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way on paper it makes any sense to have Samoa Joe win.
No,
that.
They booked the Roman and Brock thing so freaking bad, dude.
That's got to be the worst writing in the company right now. Is the Brock anything?
I kind of feel
bad for Roman.
I feel for him too, because it's not his fault. He's just doing what he's told to do.
Yeah, and it's written fucking terribly.
Yeah,
it's so bad. It's so
and they
awful.
They probably have Roman in a position too, where like, even if Roman wanted to go commando and go in for himself a little bit, they're like, well, nobody likes you anyway, so bye. Or, you know, welcome to the lower mid card, bye.
The lower mid card. How low does it get on Raw right now?
I hope you're ready to lose to Curt Hawkins.
Oh no, that's the lowest of the low.
How punishing would that be?
Oh gosh. But, oh my gosh.
What do you guys think? Who's taking that belt off of Brock? Let us know.
I don't know how you do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then how do you get that person to lose?
Yeah.
After they built Brock so invincible and he never wrestles.
Well, I think we have a pretty good thing. Maybe people will agree with this.
Maybe people will. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he never wrestles unless it's a title match, and he obviously doesn't lose unless it's Goldberg.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, someone convince us that it's someone other than Roman or Braun.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Greatest Royal Rumble botches, dude. There were two really great botches on that card.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. So first we had Jeff Hardy's Whisper in the Wind.
Totally whiffed.
Yeah.
But Jinder tried to sell it.
Yeah. I can't tell if it was... Who whiffed harder? Was it Jinder or Jeff?
He just takes a...
Jeff is firmly... He goes to do the Whisper in the Wind. Jinder is getting up. Jeff firmly plants on his back. Does not connect to Jinder. Jinder waits for a second. He's like... He goes all in on it, and he sells.
He sells.
He maybe got a finger to the face. And
it was awkward.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
It was a really awkward... It was an awkward spot on an otherwise good match.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty impressive that Jinder has put out, you know... Well, he's been... I wouldn't say he put them out. I would say he helped a little bit, but more than anything, he's been brought to some good matches recently.
Yeah. I like... You know, I don't... I guess it's... I guess you could call it a little bit of a botch, but... That Cedric Alexander Kalisto match, that dropkick hit him right in the damn face. That dropkick was square in Kalisto's face.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, oh, my God. It was brutal.
Yeah, that was like a shotgun, too,
oh, dude.
That thing was
a square shot to the face.
Yeah.
That was a brutal dropkick.
Damn, that was a damn good match, too.
That was a damn good match. I enjoyed that match. Mm-hmm. And they got more time than they did in
Mania.
The
WrestleMania match.
Yeah, which was bums me out because Ali's so good that I think with they'd have given just a little bit more time in there, but of course they're on the pre-show. They ain't getting no time.
So let's go on to the biggest botch of the night.
The best and biggest botch of the night.
According to Michael Cole, the greatest moment in WWE history.
Oh, gosh.
Titus O'Neil comes charging out with all the passion that he's got in himself.
Yes.
Charging down that ramp. And he freaking eats shit, dude. He eats shit and baseball slides almost entirely under the freaking ring.
I think he did go entirely. Maybe his feet were hanging out.
I think there were a little bit of boots hanging out.
A little bit of boots, but he's also like 6'4".
Yeah.
So that that's pretty far under.
That was a
under.
Long slide. There was probably 10 feet of slide there. I've been seeing people post up memes and stuff of like slip and slides, like the world best slip and slides.
Yeah.
With Titus, like worldwide marker on them or whatever, with Titus on the front.
Hashtag Titus World Slide.
Yeah. He slid so damn hard. And so the camera didn't catch it at first. The camera caught it, but it wasn't being played to us. And you hear somebody say, did he just fall?
Yeah.
And
then they played it for you like 7 or 8 times.
They're like,
I cried.
Yes. So Byron tries to brush it away right at the beginning. And he's like, let's just get back to the match after they talked briefly about Titus falling.
Nope.
Nope. Michael Cole and Corey Graves are losing their shit.
Oh, they're
losing it, dude. They're laughing so damn hard. And I'm wondering if it's because they got somebody, a little birdie named Vince McMahon, in their ear, chuckling his ass off at this moment. And they play it. They replay it at least 4 or 5 times.
Oh, it seemed like so much.
You would see it go. It would go probably a minute or two, and they would hit it with another replay. And Michael Cole and Corey Graves were completely lost with it.
Like, I was hoping they were going to be like, let's see it from a different angle.
Yeah, they played 2 different angles for it.
I know. I was hoping it would be like 4 different angles. Like, let's go ahead and watch it from this angle.
Yeah. Somebody, probably Vince, thought that crap was hilarious. And poor Titus, this is going to define him, dude.
Oh, I hope he embraces it.
I hope so, too. He's going to have to.
I hope he embraces it.
He's going to have
because
to.
Because that's the only way you get through it, is to just embrace, like, yep, I screwed up.
Because
it was embarrassing.
Once he hits Raw, the next time he's on TV, people are going to go butt wild, dude.
Oh, you got to mention it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the elephant in the room.
Dude, would you ever imagine that a fall could make somebody incredibly over?
Who knows how things work.
I think this is what's going to happen, dude. I think he's going to be really over for eating shit. I've never been over for eating shit.
But that's the thing, is like every time they do these where they start charging down the ramp, especially when it's slanted downhill, and I'm just like, what if they eat shit?
Yeah.
John Cena, every time he takes off, I'm like, eventually he's going to fall, right?
Titus is such a good guy, too.
Yeah, no, he is. And it's just so hilarious.
That's what kind of makes it enduring, is that Titus is already this goofy character. He's a good guy. It's hard not to tell.
I was saying, like, thank God the ladder match went on before.
Yeah, he would have...
Oh, he would have ate a freaking ladder to the face
real
quick, because it would have been sitting under that ring.
Oh, man. That would have been awful.
But overall, I enjoyed that Rumble match. It was long.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, they totally didn't do 3 minutes apiece.
No, they didn't. It was 30 seconds.
Yeah, it wasn't long. Seconds. It wasn't long at all. And I actually enjoyed it. Like, it took a little bit to get going. They had a lot of, like, I don't know, a bunch of people in there that were, like, not many people. But once they got to, like, bigger people.
Is it 3 minutes in between? I thought it was a minute or 90 seconds.
I don't know.
Something like that.
It's a minute and a half. I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, the match was good. The botches were good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That could be the best botch that I've ever seen in my life.
Overall, I felt like it was a pretty good pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I was entertained by it.
What'd you guys think? Let us know your favorite botch.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to know.
I'm sure we missed one.
Do you feel bad for Titus?
I feel embarrassed for him.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the worst.
He ate shit, dude.
But it's also one of those things, he could totally embrace that and make it work for him.
Yeah, sure can.
He could make it work.
Titus Worldwide, just go all in on the slip and slide thing.
Oh, you know another botch? Was that Bobby Lashley, Big Cass?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, man. He planted Big Cass, dude.
Oh, I was like worried for Big Cass. Like,
he's
already
injured
again.
Big Cass is too damn tall, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's too damn tall to balance.
Oh, my God. That brainbuster he was doing it was a rough one. I was like, ugh.
I don't know if you've ever lifted somebody or something really heavy above your head.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Usually 7 feet.
Yeah.
7 foot tall.
I mean, I've moved a lot. I've lifted a lot of furniture, and I always try to, like, see how high I can get it. And I can only imagine that lanky, big lanky Cass, who's also a lot of muscle. He's not really lanky, but he's a lot of muscle, and he's got like that. Oh man, that gravity can't be good.
Come down hard.
Yeah. Oh man. Alrighty. So, for the final moment here, we got Asuka, dude. Mm-hmm. What do you think? So, Asuka loses at WrestleMania. And her next match, she finally appears on SmackDown a couple weeks later. She has a tag team match against Iconics. She's tagging with Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch eats a pin, goes as a loss for Asuka. Do you think that you can consider Asuka buried? Because there are a lot of people out there that feel that way, like they're going to be burying Asuka.
I don't.
I don't see it that way.
I don't see it that way, but I mean, it's a little bit too early to tell.
Yeah.
But
it's so early, I think it doesn't matter. They can get away with a little bit.
I think that they may take an angle with her where she's going to take some losses and feel like she's got to get it back or something. And like maybe they build her back up after she takes, not like a lot
of. I don't think Asuka's eating a pin anytime soon.
Well, no, I mean like losses, like she gets in these triple threats or she gets in these tags or something like that, mm-hmm. and she keeps losing. And then maybe, yeah, maybe she loses a singles match to somebody. Maybe it's based on bullshit. Maybe she faces Carmella and Carmella cheats and she loses again. Stuff like that. Yeah. I don't think she's losing a lot of like clean.
Yeah, I don't think she's eating a pin anytime soon.
I think that's the only way she eats pins is if some heel. I think
WWE is going to eventually go into that little wave. Now remember, guys, Asuka has never been pinned. Boom, you have another streak on Asuka.
Yeah.
I think that's where they're going to. I don't think Asuka's buried in the slightest. I think Becky is way worse off than Asuka.
Oh, Becky's 6 feet under.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know why they'd hate her.
I don't know.
I don't want to say hate her, but come on.
Asuka's so incredibly over, you know, and people freaking love Asuka. The moment you see her in her singles match, she ain't losing that damn match.
No.
No way.
How long do you think Carmella's carrying?
Till the next pay-per-view.
You think she loses a Backlash?
Maybe. I could see the only way I see her beating Charlotte is her hitting her with that damn belt.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even like pinning Charlotte either, like getting caught
cheating, and it's just a DQ.
Yep.
No belt changes. I don't know. We got to get our predictions over Backlash because it's coming up, dude.
Are we just gonna be competing off against each other?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know, I don't blame people for not wanting to face us.
Yeah, little too strong.
Yeah, I guess so. We are
King of Strong style over here, Braun and Nicholas.
Don't worry. We save the competitions.
Braun and Big Dickless over here.
Yeah. We save the big, we save the competitions for the big pay-per-views.
Yeah.
We'll do it at SummerSlam. Maybe we'll face the Smarks again.
Yeah, man. Well, it's a good exhibition. You know, Kevin and Sammy style exhibition.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably face Smarks to death again at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of the Kurt Hawkins of podcast predictions. Love you guys.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Is this Mark to death the Kurt Hawkins of predictions?
I love you guys.
Yeah. No, they're really good guys.
I'm busting your balls.
Yeah.
But seriously, you haven't won yet.
Oh, God. But seriously, go check out their podcast. They're nice guys. They're good friends.
Oh, gosh.
But, yep, that's all we got for today.
Yeah. We'll be back to do this again Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll talk about Monday.
Double episode, baby.
We'll talk about Monday. We'll talk about Tuesday. We'll see what happens, because I'm very curious to see where they take some of this, because I don't know, we're going towards Backlash, so hopefully they start a build here.
Yeah, so I would imagine they will. I think we're gonna have a good couple.
I'm curious
of shows
to see if Samoa Joe comes over to Raw a little bit to use that for feud.
SmackDown was fire last week. I loved it.
Yeah,
Raw I didn't love so much, but
Raw is gonna flounder. They gotta
find their way.
Does it not seem like they just switch back and forth? Like one show will be freaking awesome, and the other one will be like,
and
eh.
Then they draft, and
yeah, and then the other show is really good, and then
yeah, maybe, I don't know.
They gotta let Seth carry Seth. That IC belt, they gotta use it to freaking carry Raw.
Mm-hmm.
He's their biggest. I think he's their biggest star on. I mean, I get Roman's the biggest or Brock's the biggest, whatever. But like, is Seth really?
I think Braun's the biggest.
You think? But Braun's got to have feuds or a belt or something to have something with.
Sure.
So. I don't know, like...
Are you asking if Seth is the top champion right now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, by a long shot.
I think, like, I think
Brock.
You gotta... But, like, would you lean the show towards him?
Yes.
To, like...
Towards
him make
and
it
the
entertaining?
IC belt? Yeah, I absolutely would.
To make it entertaining, I feel like, yeah, you gotta lean on Seth here.
And you got Finn right there, too, with Seth, and you gotta let the guy get a win eventually, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He's going to have to bust out the demon on Seth, dude.
I know. You're going to have to. Because that's the last time he won.
Yep.
Versus Seth.
He doesn't lose as a demon, dude. That's why they don't do it often.
Not often. I mean, he lost to NXT as demon, but
yeah,
that's
but
okay. This isn't NXT.
Dude. It's not going to happen. But
all right, guys. Well, follow us on Twitter, mm-hmm. Wrestle4E.
Yep. We got Instagram at Rapid Kick Media. Check that out. I've been building that up. If you're listening to us on YouTube, you're on the Rapid Kick Media channel. Be sure to subscribe to that. Leave us a comment. We will be on the podcast this week.